Hello and welcome to the Feminine Millionaire Show. I'm your host, Polly Alexander, and I'm a success coach, healer, creative, and future millionaire. If creating money and success in a spiritual and feminine way is your goal, this show is for you. Understand how to overcome your past, bring your soul's greatest gifts to the world, and uplevel your income, impact, joy, and happiness. Join me each week to be inspired and uplifted as you learn the business, mindset, energetic, and spiritual shifts you can make to create your own wildly abundant life and business. Let's all rise together. Welcome to this week's episode, How to Overcome Resistance. Resistance can actually be a good thing, and I'm going to tell you why. Resistance comes up whenever we try to do something new. Maybe you're trying to launch something new in your business, you're trying to leave your job or start a new business. Maybe you're taking a course or program and you're trying to commit to showing up to the calls, to doing the work, to doing your homework. Maybe you're trying to bring in a new habit like exercise or a new dietary process. So why do we experience resistance? Well, there's two main reasons. The first is that we fear that the process will be too hard. And so therefore we avoid doing it for fear it's going to be too difficult and we'll fail. The second reason is the fear of the result and what it will mean. So this is quite literally the fear of the outcome and the consequences of that. So let's say suddenly you start working out a lot, you get a better body, you become more attractive, and you start getting more attention from men. So there could be resistance to working out because unconsciously the subconscious fears that extra attention could be a burden or a pain or a threat. So it takes some digging deep to understand what we might be fearing around the outcome. But when you can dialogue with yourself and find out what would be the worst outcome you could experience from this course of action, it can be very enlightening. But why is resistance a good thing? Resistance is a sign that there's a breakthrough available for you, right? Subconscious mind wants to keep us safe and comfortable, and that means staying in the familiar ways of doing and being in the world. When we can break through that, we can experience a greater experience of life, work, money, love, peace, joy, happiness, the list goes on. So this is why we want to understand how to work with resistance rather than just going into shame and guilt and self-blame or complete avoidance. So how does resistance manifest for you? It may manifest as a sudden desire to comfort eat, snack, drink. It may manifest in mindless scrolling, finding yourself lost deep in Instagram or deep in Facebook. Maybe you resist by completely forgetting about a course you've signed up to or a new habit you're bringing in, having total amnesia. Or maybe it manifests through distraction. So you find that you keep checking your phone or your notifications or social media or putting other people's needs before your own. I find that I can get very productive. I talked about this in an earlier episode on procrastination. So if this is a big thing for you, make sure you check out that episode as well, how to handle procrastination. So brother of this episode. I find I can get really productive. I can get a lot of things done around the house. Washing gets done, miscellaneous repairs get done, tidying gets done, all to avoid that big uncomfortable project or that new thing or making that video. So I've learned to recognize these signs, and we're going to be talking about that in a minute. I'm going to give you some simple steps to handle it. We're going to look at 8 steps. Step number 1 is just give yourself permission to stop if it feels too much. So whatever you're trying to push yourself forwards to do, if it really triggers your nervous system where you get anxious, panicky, overwhelmed, just honor your boundaries. be gentle with yourself. Back off. Yeah. Just pull back and just honor where you have got to. Number two is to lower your expectations. Yeah, sometimes we have such high expectations of ourselves that we should achieve X amount in Y time. And if we don't do that, then we're a bad person, we're a failure, it hasn't worked. So when you change your expectations, you can actually reduce your resistance. Instead of expecting yourself to do everything and do it perfectly in one session, maybe you just say, okay, I will just do the first three lines of this copy I need to write. I will just write the title to that new webinar. I will just go for a 5-minute walk. Instead of expecting yourself to go from zero to exercising every day for 90 minutes, start small. And that's step three, chunk it down into smaller actionable steps. Whenever I feel myself resisting, I will just make the task smaller. Still resisting, make it even smaller. Chunk it down till it feels doable. And what this does is give your nervous system a chance to adjust and feel safe with the change and the new practices or exercises. Step number five is to allow the part of you that said yes originally to signing up to whatever it was, a course, a program, a new exercise protocol, a new way of eating, a new opportunity. Allow that part of you that said yes. Allow her to lead. Yeah. Your higher self knew that was right. So when we make decisions that are genuinely heart aligned, that are really aligned with what's right for our soul and truly authentic for us, when we make those decisions, they are always leading us in the right direction. Your higher self is wise and connected. She knows what's best for you, and she made this decision. She's got your best interests at heart. So allow her to lead versus the perfectionist, the inner critic, or the inner protector. All of these sub-personalities that can convince us it's not going to work for me, it's not right for me, this diet's no good, this exercise regime won't work for me. Step number six, this is all about getting to know your resistance. It's going to manifest differently for everybody listening. So get to befriend your own resistance physically. What does it feel like in your body? What does it feel like? Is it tightness, stiffness? Do you suddenly get overwhelmed by tiredness? Resistance can manifest as tiredness. Does it manifest in certain behaviors like checking email, doing small tasks, avoiding the big one, making social phone calls? Get to know what it manifests, how it manifests for you, and give it permission to exist. Do you know that phrase? What you resist persists. So instead of shaming and guilting yourself out of resistance, make friends with it. Say hello. Give it space and breathe into it. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge its presence and allow it to be. So step seven and eight are simple ways to handle it. Step seven is to schedule it in. So whatever this thing is that you're resisting, schedule it in your diary, and maybe schedule several smaller chunks if you're having trouble making inroads into it. And number eight is to focus on the bigger picture, the outcome, or the vision. Why are you doing it? Tap back into those desires, that vision for your life, that vision for your business, that vision for your wealth, that way you're going to feel this new elevated level of you. Tap back into that. Allow it to pull you forwards. Why it's worth making the effort, why it's worth investing the energy, why it's worth overcoming the resistance, what is on the other side of it. Make it gorgeous, make it beautiful, and connect with it daily. That's why I love vision boards for that, because it helps pull you towards what you really want rather than you having to push yourself away from the fears, doubts, and worries. So I hope that has been helpful for you. Do check out the episode on procrastination for more tips and tricks to moving forwards. I'm just going to recap for you on the key points. Here's how to handle resistance. Remember, it's a sign there's a breakthrough available for you. Give yourself permission to back off if it feels too much. Lower your expectations of yourself and chunk it down into smaller, actionable steps. Take it step by step and give your nervous system a chance to adjust and feel safe with the change. Allow that part of you that knew this was the right decision to lead your higher self. And then get to know and befriend your resistance. What does it feel like? What does it look like? What does it need? Give it permission to exist and breathe into it. And then moving forward, schedule it in and always keep in mind your true north, why you're doing this. Thank you for being here with me. It's a pleasure to support you, and I look forward to seeing you again next week. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to the Feminine Millionaire Show. Today, my invitation is to my powerful daily success meditation. This is a guided meditation with energy work and a workbook. You will learn the ways that you're blocking the success that's possible for you right now without even realizing. In this powerful meditation, you'll understand how to become the creator of your life instead of life just happening to you. And you will immediately create 10 new powerful beliefs for the next level of success in your life and business, deep in your subconscious mind. This is a gift from me, and if you would like to sign up, just go to pollyalexander.com/success-meditation or click on the link in the show notes. I'm wishing you a beautiful and abundant week. See you again next week.